Hi, this is Linda and Reen Waterman. Welcome to Your Refreshed Life.
I love a good story. I love this one I heard a long time ago. At a funeral, everyone was confused by what they saw in the open casket.
What did they see that was so astounding?
The deceased was laid out in his best suit, and he held a fork in his closed fist.
I'll admit that's strange. What did it mean?
The deceased's sister stood up and shared that when they were children, their mom always told them at the end of dinner, hold on to your fork, the best is yet to come, meaning dessert. Her brother asked to be buried with a fork in his hand because of the symbolism that the best is yet to come, heaven.
Wow, that's good.
Listen to what 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 17 says about the best being yet to come. The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever.
What could be better than being taken to heaven to spend eternity with God?
I know. But this is only for those who've given their life to Christ.
If you're not sure you're a Christian and you truly want Jesus to be the ruler of your life and your Savior, you can say this prayer. Jesus, I know I am a sinner and can never work my way to heaven. I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through you. So I surrender my life to you and I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
If you prayed that prayer, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at info@yourrefreshedlife.com. We have a free booklet for you.
And remember, live refreshed. Share your refreshed life today.